Hello. How is everybody doing tonight? Let me get all situated here. How's everybody doing? Is it dark where you are too? I had to turn on the light. I was sitting in the dark. I've been coaching all afternoon with my private clients. So, all right, how's everybody doing? I'm Coach Betsy, if you don't know me. And this is the Binge Coaching Call. Hello, Miss Susan. You're not too far away in Louisiana. I live in Arkansas, by the way. A lot of people think I live in Nashville since Corinne's in Nashville, but no, I live in Little Rock, Arkansas. So, just changed my name. I'm Coach Betsy. This is the Binge Coaching Call. And I always say this is my favorite. This is my favorite, one of my favorite times of the month when I get to really focus in on what is really my specialty here in OBS. Really, what is really my expertise is binge eating and why we binge eat, how we can reduce or even end binge eating. And that's my thing because maybe I'll, oh, thank you, Trina. I just love hearing that y'all like me. She just said she likes to hear my coaching. And I love that we, I was just meeting with the coaches earlier with MJ, and I just love how we're all different. And we have just different styles and different perspectives. And, so you get to kind of find your favorites. And so I love being somebody's favorite. So, and it's such a blessing that I get to do this. So, but I thought I would just maybe, I don't know, I'm just talking, y'all. By the way, I get on these calls and I just want to chit chat the whole time, but we are actually here to do some coaching. So if anybody wants some coaching, please raise your hand. That's really the main purpose of this call. But I also love to do a little teaching on what I know about binge eating. But I also love to share my experience with binge eating as much as I can because it just helps everyone feel maybe feel a little bit more normal, feel like they're not alone. I know when I hear other people's experiences, that helps me. So I don't even know when I started binging, y'all. I try to kind of remember, but I think probably really where kind of restriction started for me in terms of really knowing that I couldn't have as much food as I wanted to, or I couldn't have the kind of food that I wanted to have. It started in childhood. A lot of y'all have heard my story about my mom, bless her heart. I love her. I know she was doing the best she could as, as our parent trying to, as my mom trying to help us be healthy. She did restrict some of our food. I talk about how we got to have one box of sugar cereal every year at the beginning of the year. And in the rest of the year, we could have cereal that had 10 grams of sugar per serving or less. That's what I remember, y'all. My mom I may tell my mom about that right, today, and she'd be like, "What, right?" But that's what I remember. And so, as a child, I was reading nutrition labels, and I was finding all the cereal that I could, that I could eat, and that my mom would get for me. And again, she was actually an early adopter of, of this, kind of less sugar thing and all that kind of stuff. And but I really interpreted that or kind of took that in as restriction, right? And I was, bad if I ate too much sugar and things like that. And so I really think that's where my binging was rooted from, was was that restriction. And that's what I want you all to think about too, is what was is the is there restriction going on right now in terms of, am I not giving myself permission? Am I not allowing myself to have certain foods? Or when I'm eating certain foods, am I really thinking I shouldn't be? Okay, so am I really judging myself? We may actually be giving ourselves, you know, when I say permission, we may actually be eating all the foods at some time or another, but we think we shouldn't be, or we think, but don't have too much, or, well, but don't eat this, you know, don't eat this too often, right? That's restriction too, because it stays with us when we, you know, when we eat these things, but then at the same time, we're really thinking that we shouldn't be. And we think we're thinking that we're bad for eating them. And we're thinking that there are bad foods. And so, yeah, so like I said, that's where kind of a lot of my way in the future binging kind of was rooted in that restriction. And then I just my again, mom doing the best she could. She had dinner on the table at 6 o'clock every night, and we had a very kind of specific amount of food that we would eat. And so when I got into high school and we could actually leave campus and go and, you know, go to fast food and get fast food for lunch. And then when I got into college and after, and I was really more deciding what and how much food I was eating, I really didn't know, you know, I didn't know how to kind of feed myself in a way that I just didn't know about, like listening to my body, right? I didn't know. And also, I was in college and grad school, and that was all very stressful. And so I was doing a lot of emotional eating. And so I just gradually started to gain weight in that way. And, but then I think a few years later, is when I really started binging more. I had a job that I didn't really love, and I would at lunch I would go and drive around, and I would pick up different foods and eat them in the car while I was driving, just to really check out and give myself a break in the middle of the day. And it just kind of continued on from there. So I really can't pinpoint a specific time when the binging started, but definitely just a lot of emotional eating. And so yeah, so that's kind of how all of it started. And fast forward to today, years of healing and practice and recovery, or whatever we want to call it, where I just learned more and more about why I binge and what I was really trying to cover up, or trying to avoid, or trying to protect myself from when I was binging. And then I started working with my most recent coach, who really, really helped me shift my relationship with my binging, and really taught me that binging was not a bad a way that I a bad thing that I was doing to myself. It wasn't a way that I was damaging myself or punishing myself. It was actually the opposite. It was me desperately trying to care and love for myself, love myself in the only way I knew how. And when I really started to lean into that story about binging, the shame, y'all, if I'm it the shame just went away. It was like, oh my gosh, I have developed this very efficient coping mechanism. Now, it also has the byproduct of weight gain, but that's just math, right? If we overeat often enough, we're going to gain weight, or we're not going to lose. But go me for figuring out a way to cope with life. And now all I got to do is kind of find some other ways to cope with life. So I just want to share that story as often as I can, because that is available to you as well. Okay. It's available to you to to practice believing that binging is not bad, wrong. It is a way that we actually love ourselves and care for ourselves in the moment. And we just live in a world where people, vilify and, make overeating or binging, just there's a lot of stuff out there, right? With as women and all that kind of stuff. And but that story is available to you too. And it took a while for it to sink in, but it's been a game changer. It's been a game changer because it just led me to love myself so much more. And that then led me to, okay, I think I want to start feeling my feelings. Because I think all this eating, yeah, it helped me in the at the time, but I think maybe I could do something different here. I think I could. I think the answer, what I really want without the consequence of weight gain, is to just feel my feelings. And I mean, that's no joke either, y'all. That's a practice, and that's something I practice every single day. I mean, I'm sitting here hearing my puppy in the other room barking and worrying what's going on with him. My husband's going to be home in just a minute, but I'm wondering why he's barking and, feeling guilty. I'm not in there, doing whatever. But that's the answer. That's the answer. So, all right, I'll quit gabbing, and we got a couple of people who want to get coached and see what y'all got. All right, so we've got Sue, and then we've got Trina. So let's see what y'all got. Are you there?
Okay.
Let's see. Let me ask you to start your video.
Let me go this way. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I got a phone and a laptop going.
Okay.
Right. Let me shut this one off.
Yeah, you got to show one of them. You got to echo.
Okay. Now, let me see. Can you see me?
Nope, I can't see you. Let me see if I can ask you to.
Something.
I don't see anything about it. Looks like
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
you're just
Alrighty.
on audio, but let's just talk like this. Let's talk like this and it'll be fine unless you can get your camera started.
Okay, is that
Okay.
better?
Yeah, I mean, I still can't see you, but let's just talk like this if you're good with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Oh, but you've got an echo. You've got to turn one of your devices off.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. You know what, Trina, let's bring you up and then I'll let Sue figure her stuff out. Oh, you know what? I think I maybe pressed the wrong one. Okay. We'll go with you, Trina, and then we'll get Sue
Okay.
figured
Okay.
out.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. That was very helpful, very inspiring. Okay, so I'll try to make this kind of bingy related because I just had COVID and went to the doctor, turned into a sinus infection. He gave me some steroids. Okay.
Okay.
They are making me so hungry. And I believe in eating when I'm hungry, so I don't like to not eat when I'm hungry, but this is fake hunger. It's not real hunger. So I'm trying to. Here's my little puppy. He's sitting here with
Yes,
me.
look at that sweet puppy.
I'm trying not to give into that, and I will drink my water, and then I'll have broth, and then I'll have almond milk. All the things I normally do when I feel hungry, but I really don't want to eat yet. They're not working. I'm having to eat
I think
food.
this whole thing of calling it fake hunger, I don't think that's working for you. I mean, because it's, I mean, what if you just responded to your hunger? Let's just go here. Let me kind of, what if you just responded to the hunger signals that you have now?
I will gain weight. And my thought is maybe that's okay because I'm not going to
Yeah.
be on steroids forever. I'm just going to
Yeah.
be on them for a week. And
Yeah.
if I gain weight, I will lose it back.
Yes.
It's kind of what I'm thinking.
MJ was on steroids a few weeks ago, and she actually talked about it on a call.
Oh, I missed it.
And I wish I, if anybody knows which one that was, but she talked about it. I mean, I'll just tell you what she said, because she, I mean, I think she, I don't know if she said she had gained any weight, but she did say that she had started eating breakfast. She doesn't usually eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. And, but she woke up hungry.
And starving.
So, yeah. So like, what if, because it just sounds like kind of this, this white knuckling of like, no, this isn't real hunger. You know, it's, it's not working, where it's like, let's go with it. Respond to our hunger signals. And like you said, this is a week, this is temporary. And maybe that's just what needs to happen for you to, and, you know, to, I mean, and maybe, you know, weight loss is not the priority in your life right now, you know, for your body.
Right.
It's healing this infection.
Right.
Right. Okay. And so, and then we just get back to it. I mean, and then she, what she talked about was, she'd started eating breakfast because she was waking up starving. Well, then now she's off the medication and she's not hungry when she wakes up, but her brain is still like, but wait a minute, we eat breakfast now.
Yeah.
So this is what you want to watch for, you know, in the future, right?
Right?
Is we get into these habits that don't have anything to do with our physical, you know, it's more up here. Right. And so, but right now,
I never thought about that aspect of it. Yeah. That'll be good when it goes back.
You'll, you can watch for that, right? And anticipate that.
Right.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's these, your hunger signals are going to go back to the way they were. And as long as you just focus on, I am following my hunger signals, whatever they are, I'm honoring my body. Because here's the thing, I know nothing about steroids. I'm not a doctor. But what if maybe like you're supposed to eat more on these steroids? For them to work better or something like that. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe.
But we can make
it. But it's fierce. It's so different than my usual.
Yes. But it's, I mean, it's very, very normal, right? It's just
okay.
Very
normal. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like great advice. And you helped me so much a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I was, my goal was 150 and I had a hard time getting past it in my head. And you said, that makes complete sense. You've never been there. So you would feel that. And that thought, I was there in within 2 weeks. So I really do appreciate you. So
the power of normalizing, right? Your thinking, the power of just making sense of your thinking is a, you know, game changer. Really can be a game changer, because it's just like, okay, if we're not resisting our thinking,
right,
we can move forward. So amazing. Amazing. Okay. All right.
Well thank you very much. Appreciate
okay. And there's some good stuff in the chat. I don't know if, I mean, you know, people are just saying basically someone said steroids throw your blood sugar off. Christy would know. She knows this stuff.
Yes, I know that it does that. I'm a diabetic, but I'm okay. I'm within levels. So that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So it all makes sense. It all makes sense. All right.
All right. Well, good. Thanks a lot.
You. All right. Take
care. Bye bye.
Let me take you back down here. All right. There we go. And we'll bring Sue back up. Sue, I think it might have been my fault. Let's try again. I think I pressed the wrong button. Y'all, enough time passes between these Zoom calls and I forget the buttons. All right, Sue. Let's see. Oh, I think you're coming on. Maybe.
One, two.
Yay!
Hello, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello. I do think it was user error. Part of it, at least part of it was user error on my part. So I apologize, but it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right.
What I was on the call last night with Coach Lisa, and while I was listening to her, I was having such an off day yesterday, and I've been so good for so long. And it was like, okay, well, this day was bound to come because I felt like this was such a bingey day. You know, I just couldn't, I was over hungry and I couldn't get enough going on. And while I was on that call, I mean, I didn't talk about it in the chat, I was starting to share. And it occurred to me that I broke my routine yesterday morning. And where I was getting up and I was having my water and I start with my protein. And even if it was later in the day, or, you know, maybe 10 or 11, I kind of push it off, not have it early. And then recently I've been trying to make it more of a breakfast start, like 9:30 or so. Well, I don't know. Usually before I leave the bed and that kind of stuff, I had that little powwow with myself. Yesterday, I just got up like the old days and went over and I got my coffee and I had purchased an almond milk because I've had this thing with the dairy, but it did have sugar in it, and it was like, okay, you know what? We're meeting this here for my body, and we're gonna let this one go. And so I had my coffee, and without hardly any time at all, I started having like little brain bloops, where I wasn't thinking clearly. And now I'm hungry, and I'm so like, I'm kind of grabbing this, and I'm kind of grabbing this. And I hadn't had a bingey day for a long time, And,
So does it make sense after you kind of explained it here with what
after
you
I
just said?
figured it out last night, what it was, the it got very clear to me, and it took all that confusion out. But it also, I wasn't afraid during the day that I had fallen back, but I was confused. Why am I here? And then, and it took, I don't know what time the call was, but in the evening part there. And I was grateful that I was able to figure this out. And I again contribute this to all of the intelligence I have received from everywhere, from all these coaches and all these authors and
Well,
all of
let's
everybody.
can we credit your own intelligence, please?
Yes.
Okay. I
I will
want you
take
to give
that.
yourself some credit because we can talk all day long, but you got to take it in, right? And and be able to apply it. And you did. I mean, this
And
is an example of a huge win, awareness win on your part, right? Of you, and this is what I talk about all the time, when we can understand, yes, ultimately we want to binge less and actually take the do the actions we want to do, right? And ultimately lose weight and all of that. But we also want to celebrate even more when we do binge or we do and when we understand why, right? When we make sense of it. Because when we are making sense, then we're not judging, right? We're not just sitting in shame and brokenness. Like, exactly what happens. You did not do the routine that works for you. So you got this amazing reminder of what works for you and why you want to get back to it as soon as you can.
Yeah, and in the chat, someone had said, well, that was a win for you, Sue, that you had kind of had turned your day or something. And I says, I forget what how they said it, but I says, yes, this is what I really feel. Oh, they said it was a win that I put my lab coat on. That's what it was.
You got curious.
And then when I realized what actually had happened, I says, this is the win. Now I feel the win of it because I understood it. And I also understood another level up on me. And it's like, you know what? That got you. You went through it. You've experienced what happened. So now you're a little bit higher and
Little
smarter
bit.
than you were this morning when you got up. So this morning when I got up, first thing I did is I downed my water. I started my eggs, got my new routine going first thing because I know that that's sitting in wait for me. I know this.
And that is why we have to have these, we have to binge sometimes, or we have to overeat sometimes, or we have to just not be, perfect sometimes to get to that next level, right? To learn from our mistakes. That's why mistakes have to happen for us to grow and learn and get to that next level. So the goal is not to be, perfect all the time, right? I mean, we
No.
can't be anyway, but we actually want to make mistakes because that's where the learning comes in. That's where the growth comes in.
You know, another thing is because I'm learning, I'm trying all these different little things to figure out. Now I figured out for a long period here I haven't had any dairy. And today I was like, okay, you know what? Let's try and see if you can handle this cottage cheese. So I had that with my breakfast and it wasn't any time at all and my nose started leaking. I was like, oh my God, that is my body responding that I can't have this. So another check off, another win. It's just like, okay, and these are things that I never knew before, and my inflammation is coming down in it, and I've been like doing bone broth that's got some sodium in it and everything, and my inflammation's been coming down, and I could see that my face was coming down. In this a little while ago, I was standing in the mirror. I said, I can see the salt that kind of puffed me back up in just that little bit of time. And it's like, you know, I could be super pissed over this, but this is my body, and my body is,
This is science, right? This is, or math, right? It is not, it's not, there's nothing emotional about it. It is a, a action and a consequence for you, right? It's like, I mean, and that's you putting on that lab coat, doing those experiments, and being the scientist, right? Doing that experimentation so you can see. The only little tweak I would suggest is, this is why I choose not to eat these things.
This is
Because it's not that you can't, right? Because people eat stuff all the time that gives them, reactions, and they're fine with it, or they just, deal with it, right? You choose not to because you want to feel good in your body, probably, right? I was coaching somebody earlier, one of my private clients, and we talked a lot about the power of choice, right? And reminding ourselves that we choose everything in life. Okay. So that's
You
one
know,
of those.
I want to say one other thing. I think this took me so long to finally get to this place because I used to have a bad joke of you know, if I was on death row, my last meal would be 31 Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors, and I was going out after they're all done. You know, I'd probably die of a brain freeze first. I mean, this is how serious of a hard dairy person I was. I didn't want this to be real. I didn't want this to be a reality that I really can't have dairy, that I really can't have the sugars and that stuff. And this is almost a mourning.
I was just about to say that. I was just going to say,
I'm feeling
it's
because it's like,
absolutely a
damn.
grief. It's a grief. I mean, we grieve. We're always grieving things, and like even not even just, specific foods that maybe don't work well in our bodies, but even just eating when we're hungry and stopping at enough can involve grief when we don't get, we don't choose, right? I'm always going to throw that in there. We don't, when we're not choosing to eat as much as we used to, that can lead to grief, and that's absolutely normal.
And with the grief, I choose to have a new life that's healthier and better for me. So this is the direction I'm going in now.
So the
So
grief is, is just part of the process, right? And it sounds like it's
agreed.
worth it to you. It's not, probably not the most pleasant, fun process, but
It
it's
hasn't been.
still
It hasn't been present for my husband sometimes either. And
okay.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Oh, I do that too with my husband. So, yeah, but it's on the other side of it is the life that you truly want, right? That's
Because
and that's what you've got to keep reminding yourself of, is that in everyone, is that this grief or this discomfort in the moment, all of these things are worth it because they lead me to the life, they create the life that I really want.
thank you
Amazing.
so much. Thank you so much. And I'm glad I had this conversation. I'm glad I used the word grief and everything because it's brought this to another level, just exchanging
Good.
this with you and that stuff. Thank
Good.
you so
Good.
much.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm so glad we got on soon. We figured this out. So, all right. Take care. All right. There's a couple of good questions. There's a question in the Q&A, and then there was a question in the chat that I wanted y'all to help me answer too, because y'all are always such a amazing source of good information and examples for me. So someone said, can you share an example or explain how a routine helps binge eating? So I would love to hear your examples, but what but I'll answer too. Kind of what Sue was talking about, where that maybe kind of wasn't as clear, just because we were just talking about several different things. Basically, she starts her day in a certain way where she is fueling her body. She sounded like she was getting some good water in. She was eating or drinking specific things that really felt satisfying and satiating in her body. Because here's the thing, the reason that we binge, right? Like I said at the beginning of the call, is because there's some sort of restriction going on. If we're not physically fueling ourselves, and we are restricting in some way, if we're like, nope, I don't eat breakfast, even if you're hungry, right? Now, some people eat breakfast because they're not hungry, like I was saying with MJ. But a lot of times, diet mentality is taught, no, don't, let's save our calories for later in the day. Or whatever it is, bullshit diets we've been on and stuff like that, then we are starting the day chronically underfueling ourselves, chronically, starving ourselves, we could say. And that means that for a lot of us, a binge is coming later. Because here's the thing, our body is wired for survival. And to survive, we have to have enough food to survive. And so if we don't, start our days with some fuel and, follow our hunger signals earlier in the day, then here comes a binge or an overeat, later in the day to make up for it. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about when we were talking about a routine. It's a routine of consistently, appropriately fueling ourselves and reducing any restriction that's going on. And so that is how it can help us with binging. But also, maybe Sue's routine also, or maybe other people's routine might involve some planning of our food, right? And thinking ahead about what we want to eat. It might involve some journaling and reminding ourselves of things we love about ourselves and just infusing some compassion about, compassion for us, y'all. Some compassion. Compassion never hurt any of us. We can absolutely afford to give ourselves a little bit more compassion. Okay. So routines can include any kind of self-care that could maybe help prevent a binge in the future. So let's see what Christy said. For my brain, knowing what comes next, a routine quiets it down. And so when I feel calm and together, I'm less likely to look for food to do that for me. Yes. Y'all, our brain wants to know the plan for the day. Our brain wants the certainty of this is how the day's going to go. So that can be a part of your routine. She said, and knowing I have a plan for my food makes me feel less restricted. That restriction, then binge cycle isn't triggered as often. Yes. And we want to put on that plan for our food things that we really want to eat, right? It helps us be less restrictive when we are actually planning foods that, that we want to eat, that we want to have as part of our eating experience. Because it never helped anybody to, if we really want to eat some sugar, or if we really want to eat, bread. It just never helps to just cut it out. A binge is coming, right? Now, some people don't eat bread and they like their reasons for it. But I went through a time where I was not eating any sugar or flour for the most part, and I started to feel very restricted. So that's actually another kind of part of my binge story is that restriction that was going on. And I eventually incorporated those foods back into my, into my life. And now I don't feel restricted anymore. So, all right. I hope that helps. I hope that helps when just kind of those are examples of kind of what could be as part of your routine. All right, Ms. Lindsay, let's see what you've got. Let me press the right button this time. Okay. Remote to panelists. And then we got a question in the Ooh, that's a good question. So I'll talk about that in a minute. Here she comes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was just writing some notes when you were talking about that, and I was thinking about how. So what I've really been working on is just trying to binge less, right? Emotionally eat less, like because I've realized that maybe binging is something that's going to be part of my life, and I feel more accepting of that, right? Like I love your perspective. It always just makes me feel so much calmer, like so much calmer. So I'm
Well,
just
and just so everybody's clear on kind of what she means by my perspective, I say often that I'm just at a point in my life right now. It's not necessarily set in stone, but right now, I may just binge every once in a while, and that is okay. I am not at a, in a place right now where I say I'll never binge again, because that I just kind of check in with my body when I think that, and it just doesn't feel good to me. You know, it just doesn't feel right to me. So what feels good to me right now is I may still binge every once in a while, and that is okay. That's okay, because I know it's just that I didn't have any other tools available to me, or I thought I didn't, and I just used that, I used food to take care of myself in the moment and to help me. So, okay.
yes, every time that you say that, it's like it literally just brings the temperature down on that so much. So thank you. Keep saying it, keep
Okay.
getting on there. That really.
I will.
So I was like, okay, well, I the routine, right? We talked about the routine, and like maybe you binge when you're bored or when I'm anxious or when I'm feeling sad or angry or avoiding something. So like having a routine is good, right? Having the plan helps me. Because then I'm like, okay, I kind of know where I'm going. But I'm noticing that one of the binges that is very consistent and that I'm not sure necessarily how to work on is like that judgment aspect of like just feeling like I'm not doing enough or I'm not doing life well enough. Like there is part of Lindsay that says, of course you're doing it right. Like, you can't do it wrong. Just keep trying, but this other Lindsay has been here for a long time and she has a very, very judgy voice. And, of course you can't do it this way. And, you're not doing anything correct. Like there's her tone is very just, it's judgy. It's scornful. It's everything, I should be ashamed of all of it. And that drives then the eating. Like that will then drive that eating judgment. So then I'm kind of backwards looking at myself, going, it's okay. You're taking care of yourself. You're taking care of yourself. But how do I just reiterate that like kindness to myself and that in all aspects of life? Just, I mean, I guess I just need a little guidance on that.
What came up for me when you were talking about that critical voice, right, that we all have, we may even have multiple
Sure.
voices, right, is what has really helped me is to let that voice really have its say, right? Really, like what my coach has helped me to do is like, let's picture us sitting down with her. And maybe you might want to, you know, this is where we maybe do some, you know, think about some like inner child or inner kind of teenager, or kind of give her some sort of like visual of
Okay.
what she looks like. And also, like, we are going to get to know her. We're going to really, because think about it, think about like a, you know, any kind of superhero movie or whatever, right? The villain, when they finally kind of just like let him like have his say, and they let him just like, you know, kind of do whatever he needs to do, he kind of just like crumbles, right? if we just like say, okay, I'm not afraid of you. You're a part of me. And you're just trying to help me in some kind of way. Because she is.
Yeah.
How do you think she might be trying to help you by what she says?
Well, I feel like I relaxed immediately when you said I'm not afraid of you because I'm like, you're right. I really just think that she's trying to guide me is the thing. Like that she just doesn't know any other language to you
Yes.
know? And so the language is always just like, oh, that was dumb. It's like, that wasn't dumb. People make mistakes, you know? And so I do a lot of ping pong,
But
but
maybe not even so much ping pong because it's still kind of like, well, you're wrong.
yeah.
Like, don't say that,
Yeah.
right? I
Yeah.
want you to maybe even, I saw, oh, I just wish I had, maybe I did save it. I saw this Instagram of this girl, like literally like sitting there talking to herself, you know, and she was like, oh, you know, oh, sweetheart, I know that you think we're, you know, that we should be doing more. I know, you know, like, so we're not even like contradicting in
Okay.
any kind of way.
Yes.
It is just this meeting them right where they are. Because I want, you know, we want to think of this voice as like a child that we are not going to convince otherwise of
Right.
anything otherwise.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, a child that is scared, go ahead.
No, because it's still resisting it, right?
Yes,
Like
right.
that's why there's the bit, because it's still resisting.
Yes. And that resistance, when it builds up, right, that's when we're looking for the relief in the binge, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hello, you know, I knew you would. Hello, old friend, I like to say to all these different voices that I hear, where, okay, let's just, I am here. Tell me what you need to tell me, because I can take it. I'm not scared. Just tell me, because I know you so badly just want to tell me what you need to tell me, because I know it's for my benefit. I know it's, you're just trying to help. So it's the softest of the soft relationship with that, because that part of us is so on guard, right? So vigilant to protect us. That when we meet it with a very different kind of energy, it kind of like I was saying with the, you know, with the villain in the movie, right? It doesn't even know what to do. It doesn't even, you know, and it can just kind of quiet down and calm down. Again, just like how you would meet a child who is, we're not trying to reason with a child having a, you know, a scared child or a child having a tantrum or a tired child, right?
Yeah.
And so it's the same kind of way that you want to meet yourself in that moment. What do you think? Does that help?
I love that. Like, I
Yeah.
think, yeah, that makes me excited because I'm
Yeah.
like, okay, you know, as a mom, I'm like, yes, like that.
Yeah. Like you kind of know how to do that
Yeah.
already.
That's what I mean. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, I can do that. Like,
Yeah.
so that makes me
Yeah.
feel a
Yeah.
lot better. And while I don't think it's going to be easy,
Yeah.
I'm going to need reminded that, but I still think, okay, that makes me feel
I
more
mean,
encouraged. Yeah.
my go-to is always like, you know, hand on the chest. That prompts me to take a few deep breaths. So I don't even like start talking yet. I'm just like, oh, there you are. Okay. So we wanna, she wants to tell me something. All right. Let's hear it. And like, you know, I hear you. And sometimes I just say, you know, I hear you to myself, not even necessarily out loud, sometimes out loud though. I hear you. Sometimes that's all that needs to be said, because she just wants a voice. Yeah. So does that help? And what something that you could do is, you know, just kind of in writing, is you could write a letter, like she writes a letter to you, and then you write a letter to her.
Oh, that's
So,
good.
yeah, so
Okay.
she gets her say out. And like, just, I mean, this is when, brain, Corinne talks about like letting your brain throw a fit, like let it just all the criticism, all the fears, all that, just let that come out. We're not trying to fix it or change it or anything. And then you write, thank you for letting me know what you think, because I want you, we actually do want that part of us to be there. It actually serves a purpose a lot of times to, I mean, it's the same part of us that keeps us from walking out into traffic. It's the same part of us that when we touch something hot, that brings our hand back. But it just kind of gets involved in things that are actually aren't real threats and aren't real danger. It just doesn't know. It doesn't know. So that's why we want to just let it be there.
Okay, well, I'll try that and I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, yes, of course. Keep me posted.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See ya. Bye.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see, y'all. I gotta put my glasses on and read this chat. Oh, so much better. Yolanda says I did that in therapy one time. I wrote her voice with my non-dominant hand. Yes. Actually, we've done that in OBS, I think at a camp a couple of years ago. Where, especially if it's something that's like inner, that feels like an inner child, you actually write with your non-dominant hand, so it looks like children's writing. Ugh. Oh my gosh, the tears, right? The tears of just seeing that visually. And then she says, "And my current self with my dominant hand." Yeah, it's really it, that can be really powerful. Okay, so let's see what Jean said. My binging is much less frequent and with much smaller amounts of food. That's a win right there. Absolutely. My brain is saying, what do you really need right now if you're not hungry? No judgment, and the binge stops so much sooner. Absolutely. So Jean, you're such an amazing example of, just what's possible, right? What's possible with binging. All right, let me answer this question and then I'll look in the chat a little bit more before we get out of here. Anonymous, she says, I've been binging lately. Can't it just be that I love food? I have a good marriage, good job, etc. I can't seem to pinpoint why I keep doing it. Okay. So, I mean, I love food. Food is good. But here's what I want to offer to you. To maybe start getting curious. We were talking about putting the lab coat on, right? And being the scientist and being curious. I encourage you to practice what we call pause plus permission. I think that would be a really good tool for you right now, Anonymous, to really see if you can pinpoint if there is anything else going on. Okay. Because I mean, sometimes there's not. Sometimes food is just good, and you could just leave it if you want to. But if you keep binging, right, there's probably something underneath it. And so what we say when we say pause plus permission, what we're talking about is when you get an urge to binge, all right, or when you kind of start getting in that bingey behavior and kind of grab ass and things like that. You commit to practice. All of this is a practice, y'all. It's never perfect. To practice pausing, okay, and just stopping and not eating for a specific amount of time. I would start with 30 seconds to a minute. Okay, we're not talking about hours and hours, especially at first. But how we can find out what's really going on under the surface is, y'all, we got to stop eating. We got to at least set the food aside for a time to see if anything else comes up. Okay? Because if we just keep eating, it's going to just keep doing what it does, right? It just keeps, distracting us and keeps, letting us avoid whatever we are avoiding. But if we don't know what we're avoiding, we have to stop the eating for at least a minute to see if anything comes up. So that's the pause. And then the permission part is, okay, I'm going to pause and see if anything comes up. And then if I still want to eat after that, if I want to keep eating, I can. That is, for most of us, a very safe way to start exploring why we binge or why we overeat. Because a lot of times, y'all, if we just say, okay, no eating, our brain freaks the fuck out and is like, no, I want my food. I want my food, you know? So that's why this pause plus permission process, it's a little bit safer, a little bit easier way to kind of ease into getting curious about why we overeat, but we're also not just snatching the food away. Because a lot of times that, you know, if our brain thinks that we're not going to be able to just do what we've always done and overeat or binge, then it totally shuts down our curiosity to anything else. So that's what I recommend, is pause plus permission. It's one of my favorite tools that we have inside of No BS, because it really is a doable way for us to really start getting curious about why we're binging or overeating. You know, and definitely the, you know, if you're not hungry, right, you always want to check in with your hunger as well. But if you've kind of determined, okay, I'm not hungry, then you can say, all right, well, we're just not going to eat. And y'all literally set a timer. Okay. Set a timer. And then when it goes off, then you get to kind of check in. Okay. And see if you hear anything, see if you learn anything, because here's what we're doing. Okay. Is what's underneath the eating, right? What is left when we take the food away, or we set the food aside, I should say. What is left in our life when we set the food aside? Sometimes I actually work with some of my private clients to play a little game with themselves, where it's like, you know, if you have an urge to eat and you know you're not hungry, and you can pretend that, like, maybe I just knock on the door right at that moment, and I'm like, okay, we're not going to eat right now. We're just going to sit and see what happens. See what thoughts come up. See what feelings come up. Because, y'all, that's what it is. That's what we're avoiding, is something we're thinking about, something we're feeling. That's always what it is. Okay. But then, you know, that takes some practice. It's, you know, something may not immediately come up, but you can start increasing the time for the pause and kind of start to, you know, gradually open yourself up more and more. And you also just, you know, over time, we get better at awareness of our emotions and our thoughts. So this isn't a one and done thing, okay? Y'all got to keep practicing this stuff. But it can be the game changer, where it's like, oh my gosh. You know, I've worked with so many people where it's like, when I just stopped eating, this intense loneliness came in. Or I started thinking about my life and that I, you know, I want more for my life. I don't like my life right now. I don't like the choices I'm making in my life. Well, y'all, none of that stuff feels amazing. But it's what we've got to look at to really solve this for the last time. Because that's hard to do. But it's also hard to keep binging and overeating and avoiding what we really need to look at. So this is kind of a choose your hard situation, but they're both hard. They're both hard. So, let's see if there's anything else in the chat, and then we are about out of time. So let's see. Yes, Jean's been around 7.5 years. Y'all, some of this stuff just takes time. Yeah, and that's another great, great idea. I thought about that, Christy, when I was talking, where it's not like y'all got to, you know, during this pause, it's not like you just got to sit there and, you know, listen, you know, sit there in the quiet, you know, in the darkness and meditate or whatever. You know, go and do something. Like Christy said, go and check the mail. Go to the bathroom and, you know, wash your hands. You know, fix you some, you know, cup of tea or whatever. But also at the same time, keep checking in with yourself. keep staying open to hearing what might be there, you know, what's left when we set the food aside. What is left in your life? And I say again, y'all, this is the, for a lot of us, there's a reason we have been covering this up with food. Okay. It can be painful. It can be hard to really see what's underneath. But I think that's what all of us are here to really do. Right? We're here in this supportive environment. We're here with me to help you. But I mean, sometimes there's, you know, there's real pain under there. But here's the thing. I've been doing this long enough, y'all. I'll be my anniversary at No BS is early next year. It'll be 8 years. I have coached a lot of people. Most of the time when we look, you know, when really we really uncover, when we set the food aside and we pop the hood, right, and we really look inside of ourselves to see, it's not deep, dark trauma. Now, every once in a while it is, okay? People have experienced that and maybe even suppress things and things like that. And that's when we definitely refer people to therapists who can help them. But for most of us, it's not something that deep and that scary and that traumatic. It's just that we don't have a very strong relationship with ourselves. It's that we have been doing a lot of people pleasing. It's that we have not been recognizing all these choices we make in our lives. It's just that we're like just not quite as happy as we could be in life. Maybe we are lonely. Maybe we are just not happy with something in life. But it's something that we can handle. It's something that we have the ability to see. Y'all, we are all so much stronger than we realize. Some of you all have been through some hard, hard shit in your life. But we are all capable of getting honest with ourselves and what we really want for our lives and maybe what we don't want anymore in our lives. And this may be the way to do that. So, yeah. Okay. I'm so glad this is helping. It's helpful for you all. You know, for me, it definitely was a lot of this. When I really did set the food aside, I realized that I wasn't happy in the relationship that I was in. I wanted something different in my life. I wanted something different for my career. You know, I wanted a different relationship with my parents. You know, it's all stuff that, you know, was hard for me to kind of see at the very beginning, but was absolutely things that I could work on, that I could improve, and that I have improved. And it was also, you know, I wanted a different relationship with myself. I wanted to feel better in my body. I wanted to, you know, more for my life. I wanted to travel. I just got back from Thailand last week and I'm just living this amazing life now. But I had to set the food aside to really figure out what that life was. And also had to stop just doing what everybody else thought I should do and stop people pleasing and stop or reduce it, right? I don't know if I'll ever stop it, but I had to let other people feel disappointed. All this stuff that we're really going to get to if we set the food aside. Okay. All right, y'all. I could talk about this all day, but I think it's good for us to remind ourselves is that that's kind of what we're here to do. too, because when we set the food aside, it gives us this amazing opportunity to really see what we really want for our lives and maybe what we don't. So, all right, y'all, let's see if there's anything else in the chat and then we'll get out of here. It's just a big old love fest with no BS. I believe it's worth every penny. I was actually talking to a client earlier today. We were talking about how when it used to be $15.95 a month years ago, but it's still absolutely worth the $59 a month. That was many years ago. I've been around for a long time, y'all. Okay, well, I already have an idea of what I'm going to talk about on the next call because it's one of my favorite things to talk about. So stay tuned for next month. But I've got a couple things that I just want to remind y'all of before we get out of here. Number one is that I've talked about working with some private clients, and that's really how I spend a lot of my days here at No BS. I have a couple of openings, y'all. So if any of you all have been thinking about maybe doing private coaching, usually I stay pretty full, but right now with coming back from vacation, I've had a couple of clients move on. I've got a couple of openings. And so I would love to even just, if you all have been thinking about it, but you're not sure, let's set up a call. Okay. So just email me at support@pnptribe.com and just put Betsy in the subject line and they will get the email to me. Okay. So support@pnptribe.com. Y'all know that. And it's like the blue circle with the question mark on every page of the website. Okay. So let's just talk about it. No pressure, no sales. Let's just see if it might be a good fit, if it's something you've been thinking about. And we always want to remind you all with private coaching is that we have a payment plan. And so it's not like you got to come up with $14.97 to start private coaching. You do have to make a 3-month commitment just because that's how long it takes to really kind of get settled and really start to make some progress. But we have a monthly payment plan. So you get charged for $4.97 a month and you can get started with private coaching. Okay. So we have our page on the website that talks all about everything. But if you have any questions about that, just email me. Okay. So I'm here. Or tag me in Facebook or DM me in Facebook or whatever it is. However you can get reach me, ask coaches. We'll get all your questions answered. The other thing is something I talked about in my Facebook Live over in the Binge Facebook group yesterday is I want to hear what you all need. I am the No BS Binge Coach. I want to give you all what you need to help you binge less, stop binging, understand your binges more so that you can ultimately binge less. What do you need? What do you need? You may not know what you need, but some of y'all may. Some of y'all may have some ideas of what you think would be really helpful for you, and I want to hear them. So again, post in the Facebook group, email me, DM me, whatever, and let me know. Okay. And I think I'm also going to put up a post in the Binge Facebook group and do a little, I don't know if I'll do a poll or just say, hey, y'all, let me know what you want more of. Okay. Because I have an idea of what you want, but y'all are the experts on what you want, what you need. And if there's something that's burning inside of you that you think would really be helpful for you, I want to hear about it. Okay. All right. All right, y'all. So good. This was such a good call, such good coaching sessions, and I will be back next month. And like I said, any questions, I'm around. Facebook group, ask coaches, email, just find us somehow and send it to everywhere. We are here for y'all. Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.